Welcome to the second episode of The Legend of PJ Famicom. On this show, I have my computer randomly pick songs from my solo albums, and I explain them a little and play the song for you. I feel like on episode one, though, I got off on the wrong foot, bragging about how cool I was as a 19-year-old in central Illinois. You should know the truth. I'm never going to be cooler than anybody. I call myself a legend, but that's okay. You also deserve to be a legend. On we go, though. First, we have a track titled The Rainbow Frowns, which was on my 2010 tape called The Diamond Rainbow, which is a pretty cool album for sure. I had been very broke and living in St. Augustine for about 3 years at that point, and my computer was broken. A lot of the songs were recorded partially on my 4-track and partially on a hand-me-down laptop, which my parents gave me. This tape is also the last one on which I went for the half-improvised style of songwriting and singing that I had done a lot on the Wandering Floret Octology. While some aspects of the album are very far from being actualized, I feel like every piece of work on it is very genuine and very true to the broke weirdo that I was, still am. CDs were no longer selling, and CDR labels were pretty much over, and I had no potential audience beyond what was put right in front of me. Luckily, I lived at a punk house. We had shows. Some of the worst bands you've ever seen played there. It didn't matter. I was making what I knew to be the coolest music ever. So let's check it out. The Rainbow Frowns. This next song is called Crop Duster from my tape The Bottom, recorded and released in 2011, the last album that I recorded as Super Famicom, I guess, at 165 MLK. I also did some songs for my split with No Eagle there, but we'll get to that later. At the time, I was feeling very good about my tracks. Every time I'd finish a song, I'd get a couple of my friends into my tiny little office room, and we'd give it a listen and probably drink a beer. Crop Duster, though, it was a theoretical band I started with Justine Stoltz, Lita Balch, and Brandon Ricondo. We didn't ever do anything except for the time I taught Justine how to play 3 songs on bass, but all the songs just ended up being on Super Famicom things. I know, I do that to everyone, probably. The song Crop Duster is about my buddy Noah, who moved into our house on MLK. Well, technically he moved onto the back porch, but he never slept there because the mosquitoes were too bad. Anyway, it took him forever to get a job, but he did get a job as a babysitter eventually. His mom was pissed, as the lyrics will say. At this time in my recordings, my Behringer mixer was broke, so I just used my 4-track machine as a preamp. Somehow, I think it made my vocals better. Listening back now, I think I've used the same guitar parts in later songs. I guess it doesn't matter. I don't expect anybody has noticed. All right, let's do it. Crop Duster.
Months pass, you're still on your ass. Still you laugh it off, your mom's pissed off. But you can't do it, you can't be the best.
Have Gargoyles Flutter, which is from the album Emily Songs 2. It kind of makes me cringe a little bit, and I bet you're dying to hear it. It was recorded late at night in my parents' basement. I had moved back home to finish college, so Emily would want to have a future with me. The album was supposed to be done by Valentine's Day 2007, but it wasn't. The CD didn't come out until after Emily and I broke up. But I was having a good time not taking my prescribed antidepressants, and I really nailed the fake accent folk sound that young college kids will always be into. I, however, at the age of 20, had just quit school for the second time. So let's check it out. Gargoyles Flutter.
Oh,
Okay, well, this next track I think you're going to really like. It's the third track from a tape called A Thousand Moving Lights. This was a really awesome, fun tape to record. It was March 2007, and I was losing my mind. We had a crew staying over at Carlos Cooper's house in South Jacksonville. Evan and I had just recorded our first song for Tiny Fuck, which was a pop-punk band doing parodies of tiny folk songs. Everyone was passing out and watching Wayne's World. While everyone else was passing out, though, I went ahead and recorded a tape of instrumental guitar music called A Thousand Moving Lights. At a certain time in my life, I thought I was very good looking. During that time, I started a very, very long list of song titles that would later become songs. One of those song titles is You Should See Me on the Inside, which is the name of this song you're about to hear. It's on what is now my latest Super Famicom album titled Balrogs. On the inside, I'm at least as ugly as anyone else. On most of my rock albums, I've tried to have at least one anthemic, gothy-sounding song. So this is it. A few of the riffs from this track were meant to be played by the PJ Baby band, which dissolved in January 2018 and never came to be again. The lyrics are about believing in forgiveness and trying to forgive, even if forgiving changes the way you see the rest of the world. Living can be pretty tough. Recording songs can be hard too, especially when you expect nobody will listen to your songs and you expect your label guy will never get around to ordering your tapes. Anyway, let's give it a listen. You should see me on the inside.
But we got along.
Thank you so much for listening to episode 2 of The Legend of PJ Famicom. On my next episode, I'll be playing songs from A Modern Guide to Overdependent Living and Purpose Defeated and Emily songs and The Wandering Floret Part 3. So check it out. Thanks.